Mesechtas Erevin, Parakhes, Mishnah Zayin. Amas Mayim Shehi Averis Bechatzer. If there's a canal of water, a water canal that's running through a courtyard, it's a walled-in courtyard, and it has a stream running through. Ein Mamal Neimena B'Shabbos. One cannot draw water from the canal on Shabbos. This is because the canal is considered a karmelis, which Midr Abanan is considered a separate reshus that you can't carry from on Shabbos. Elim kein asula mechitza gavei asar tvachim, unless they make mechitzas, partitions that are 10 tvachim tall, but knisa ubayitzia, both at where the entrance, where the water enters into the courtyard, and the yitzia, where it exits the courtyard, there has to be within the canal 10 tvachim mechitzas to make separations that allow you to draw the water from the part of the canal that's in this courtyard. Rabbi Yehuda says, kaisal shal gaba tida in mishem mechitza, the wall that's up above it, that surrounds the perimeter of this courtyard that runs above the water. It's not a mechitza in the water, but the wall above it can be considered as the mechitza and is valid even though it wasn't made specifically to separate within the water canal and it doesn't go down into the canal at all. That works. Rabbi Yehuda follows his opinion from the previous Mishnah. He said the same thing regarding a well that was between two courtyards. Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said he backs up his halacha with a maisa, a story that once happened. Maisa ba'amashal Avil, it once happened with such a canal in a place called Avil. Shehayu b'malam imena, alpi zakenim b'shabbos, that they would draw water from it according to the opinion of the zakenim, the elders there. They paskin that it was permitted to draw water from that canal on Shabbos, even though there was no specific mechitzas that were made in that canal. Amrulay, the Chachamim said to Rabbi Yehuda, there's no proof from that case, mipnei shalai haya b'kashir, because in that case, that canal was small enough, it didn't have a shear, it didn't have the minimum dimensions to be qualified as a karmelis, as a separate, independent domain. It has to have be 10 tvachim deep or 4 tvachim and 4 tvachim wide. If it was lacking in those dimensions, then it's too small to be its own rishus, its own domain. And in that case, there wouldn't be a problem to draw the water even without the mechitzas. Mishnah Ches. Gezustra, she lamalam and amayim. If someone has a balcony that's extending over a body of water, and he has a hole in the middle of his balcony that he can drop a bucket and draw water from, ein malan hemena b'shabbos, he cannot draw water from down below in the river, which is a karmelis, up into his balcony, which is a rishus yachid. Elim kain asula mechitza gevei asar tvachim, unless he makes mechitzas, partitions that are 10 tvachim tall, either around the perimeter of his balcony or around the hole that that he's dropping the bucket through in the balcony. He needs to make mechitzas. Bein mamala, bein mamata, whether the mechitzas are up above the balcony or whether they're down below, hanging down underneath the balcony, either or it works. And we use the concept of good achis, which says that in halacha we look as if the mechitzas are dropping all the way straight down into the water. Mechain, and similarly, a similar case, shtegzistreis, if there are two balconies, zulam alamizu, one above the other, directly above each other, and they both have holes to draw water from down below, and the hole on the upper one is right above the hole on the lower balcony, that he can drop a bucket straight through both holes down into the water down below. Asu lel yaina, if together they made partitions, mechitzas, for the upper balcony to allow it to draw water, but they didn't make mechitzas for the down below one, so then, since they both jointly made the mechitzas for the upper one, they now become joint, they have joint rights in that upper balcony because they made the mechitzas together, now they need an erev. So then, shteim asuris ad she'arvu, they're both forbidden to draw the water until they make an erev chatziris. And the Erev Chatziris would permit the upper balcony person from drawing water because he has mechitzas. However, the lower balcony that does not have mechitzas yet will always be forbidden to draw the water until he makes his own mechitzas around his balcony.